Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Wednesday, the Titans have canned Brian Callahan.
What?
Oh, no. So if you had, because we talk a lot about the first coach fired odds. Here we are, a lot of odds talk today. I think that's good. Or bad.
I am a degenerate and I love it. Let's keep going on it.
Well, you know, I'm always looking at odds, so I gotta, it sneaks its way into the show. I'm always looking at this stuff. Although, I have another one today. The next coach fired odds. I just checked that out.
Oh, I love this.
Dude.
Let's go.
There is a serious value on the board. Serious value on the board. But we'll get to that in a second.
Cool.
A little radio tease for you guys. So Callahan got turfed. Mike McDaniel. Everybody thought Mike McDaniel was going to flame out, and he kind of is, but he's a good enough coach that they're kind of keeping it together in Miami. We overlooked how bad Brian Callahan was last year. And we kind of thought, well, he got Cam Ward, so maybe they'll be better this year. And the answer to that was indeed no, they were not. He went 4-19 as a head coach, and he went 4-19 against the spread, which is really hard to do.
Wow.
So he sucked, and he can thank Joe Burrow for all that cash he banked in Nashville because he was the offensive coordinator of the Bengals when they went to the Super Bowl. So, you know, I'm always wary in the NFL of offensive coordinators who piggyback off of just having great quarterbacks. You know, it happens all the time where an OC, an offensive guy, you know, you get Joe Burrow. Yeah, Joe Burrow's going to make you look pretty good, especially Joe Burrow with the weapons that Joe Burrow's had. So Callahan, you know, I'm sure he's a good offensive guy, but terrible head coach. I mean, absolutely terrible head coach.
I think we can put him in the Nathaniel Hackett bracket. Like,
yeah, dude, no chance he's getting another head coaching gig.
Adam Gase, and actually the guy that took his job, Mike McCoy, another offensive guru, who already had a shot, now getting his second one with Tennessee.
Mike McCoy, that Mike McCoy?
Mike McCoy, he was the senior offensive analyst. Yes, he was the same Mike McCoy back in 2013 that coached the Chargers, took them to the playoffs that first season, and then had two dumpster fire years after that.
Really?
Yes, sir.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who Mike McCoy is?
I don't. I mean, Chargers.
Yeah, he worked.
I've got to look him up.
He worked.
Oh,
with,
that guy.
Yeah, he worked with the Broncos before he was with the Chargers. Yeah. Like, come on, you know who this guy is?
God, the NFL just full of retreads, isn't it?
I mean, this guy probably never thought he'd get a shot again. Is he gonna use it any differently than he did before?
Oh,
I don't know, but yeah,
God.
Just that group of offensive guys that just don't work.
You know, I got to tell you, that is. It's just another crappy franchise, bad franchise, and they're ruining a young quarterback before our eyes. It's incredible how often this happens. You should
ask Joey Harrington about this on Friday.
No, I actually have it in my notes.
Good.
And the way I put it down in my notes is, you are to the Lions as Cam Ward is to the Titans. That's what I wanted to ask him.
Yeah.
Now, what's interesting about that is I thought about that a couple weeks ago, and I thought, well. Because remember when Russell Wilson got benched?
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, oh, I should ask Joey, is Jackson Dart to the Giants as you were to the Lions.
Oh.
But now we got like Jackson Dart and Cam Scataboo ripping their shirts off and winning games right and left. I was like, I got to erase that from the notes. And so now I added Cam Ward because I like Cam Ward. I think he's going to be, you know, he gets the right coaching. He could be good. But my God, it's not with the Titans. And that franchise, you know, as often as this happens, you would think it would be far less prevalent, but it's just not. This is part of how I live my life, just personally. I observe what not to do. It works.
Yes.
Seriously. And then I just try to avoid that.
Yeah, here's how
it's to, not like
yeah.
I know anything. I'm just watching people screw up right and left. Like, I learned way more about what not to do in this business than what to do. And, you know, you have to be observant. But if you are, it's just amazing how many companies and people are oblivious. And in the NFL, I mean, there are blueprints right and left in sports on how to build it right, you know? And teams, they just, I don't know. They just can't pull their head out of their asses.
Ego.
Titans.
Ego killers, man.
Yeah, just ego. They think they know. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like, there's just so many oblivious owners and GMs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
It's just, it blows me away. But who can save Cam Ward? There are a couple names that have popped up. Clint Kubiak of the Seahawks. You know, when you have success, and he's done a pretty good job with Seattle so far as OC there. You have a little success, people are going to start, you know, throwing your name out there. That could be interesting. You know, his daddy was a coach. So Clint Kubiak's probably going to get a head coaching shot here in the next couple of years if he keeps doing well in Seattle.
I think the Darnold to JSN connection being now like the top yardage-wise connection from quarterback to receiver in the league, just that alone will get him a job.
So far. I mean, it's early.
It
but
is.
So but far, he's done a good job there.
It looks a lot different than it did with Geno.
Well, and it looks a lot... I mean, I feel like this Seahawks team this year was kind of Clint Kubiak dependent in a way like to me they didn't upgrade all that much at quarterback. They just got another quarterback.
Yeah.
So it was like, okay, their defense is younger, it's good, but their offense going anywhere, it's really going to be Kubiak dependent is kind of what I thought. And right now you got to say he's done a good job. So maybe he's in line to take over Tennessee. Perhaps Cliff Kingsbury could jump in there.
Ooh, I like that name a lot better, honestly.
He's at Washington, I think, right?
Yeah, a little bit younger. He's obviously looked really good with Jaden Daniels. Although the same thing, man, with C.J. Stroud and Houston, I'm a little scared of the sophomore slump. So I'm interested to see how that is finished out this year in Washington. But yeah, Cliff probably going to get a job at some point.
Joe Brady's name popping up again because the Bills offense is good. But again, that's a guy who's got Josh Allen, Mike LaFleur. And then Bill Belichick. What if the Titans hired Bill Belichick?
I mean, they fired Mike Vrabel for intimidating people within the organization. So I'm not sure
that'll happen. But hey, anything's possible.
Yeah, nice job firing Vrabel, you idiots.
No, seriously, that was a bad move. That God. We all knew it was a bad move, and then we hear the reason why. It's just like, oh, people didn't get along with a successful figure, and now you're a dumpster fire. Good job.
Well, yeah, I mean, was it Rand Carthon or whatever?
Yeah, I think
was
yeah.
the GM, and yeah. he hated Vrabel, and Vrabel hated him, and they butted heads, and so they fired Vrabel. Well, they also fired Carthon, like Carthon or whatever his name is.
Wrong order.
They're both got fired. Titans are a joke.
Well, hey.
They deserve Bill Belichick.
One guy we were talking about yesterday, I've seen his name attached to it on X today, Arthur Smith. Like, really?
Again?
Well, he's making Aaron Rodgers look young again, so why?
No, he's not. Is anybody watching Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, I mean, he didn't look bad this weekend,
right? He's not
right?
terrible, but he's old.
No,
he's not looking young.
No, he moves.
Arthur Smith sucks.
He moves like a 50-year-old. It's very true.
And isn't Arthur Smith, isn't his dad a billionaire?
But is he?
Yeah, he's the son of the billionaire. Whose name I can't.
Certainly looks like it.
Yeah, I can't remember
White
his name.
With that stash, yeah.
Yeah, you Googling that for me?
I'm looking, let's see. No, he was a guard from North Carolina. I don't know about that, buddy. Oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry. FedEx founder,
yeah,
Frederick
FedEx.
Smith. So yeah. he doesn't care. He's playing with house money in yeah. life. You know what? Don't hire that guy.
No, that's a terrible hire. But that's another example of the NFL, the just kind of the nepotism.
Yeah.
You know, just these guys, they're just in the network. They're in the good old boys club. He's one of them. Probably because of his daddy.
No kidding.
I mean, he sucks.
He did work his way up. He played at North Carolina, then was a graduate assistant, then okay. defensive quality control. Like, he wasn't handed a job like I would say a few other young coaches have been handed a job, but.
Well, I'm guessing it's probably, you're not saying he's handed a job. I'm saying
he's getting in the room.
It's easier for him to get a job than some of these other guys that are probably better than him. I mean, he's clearly not that good of an offensive coordinator. Are you crazy? Like, what has he done offensively?
He was the Titans offensive coordinator in 2019 and 20, so familiar with the organization.
Yeah.
That was
that
Ryan
Tannehill?
Yeah, that was right after Ryan Tannehill
that
took over
team
for Mariota.
Sucked too. So he was under Vrabes, right?
I think, yeah, for a couple of years.
My man Vrabes. 8 quarterbacks have been taken number 1 overall since 2018, and now 7 of the 8 have had their head coach fired. The only one who has not is Joe Burrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.